morning, everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a special edition of Law Talk Live. This is our 19th year. We're going to be starting our 20th year on the air with The Sky this September. So we're excited. And I'm here with my co-host, Chris Qualman. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm great, Jeffrey. Thanks for the introduction. And today is the 5th day of June. Hard to believe we're already in the 6th month of 2021. A lot of changes. Certainly we've seen the country, state of Florida, Gainesville, Ocala, everywhere we're opening up. We've got a huge baseball game today. Gators didn't come out on the high end yesterday, but I know we've got high hopes for today at noon.
Yeah, they blew that game yesterday. There was mistakes made, and, you know, it just was not, you know, our day. However, the Gators only have to win 4 in a row to move to the Super Regionals.
Which so they've done before.
They've done before. So Chris and I, are after this show, are going to go out to the old ballpark, Florida ballpark, and cheer our Gators on to victory over Southern Alabama.
Southern Alabama. We didn't do so well against South Florida, USF. Hopefully we'll have a much better day at the races today, Jeffrey. We have a big date coming up of our own, though. 11 days from now, on the 16th of June. What's going on?
Well, our grand opening is of our new expanded Ocala office is Wednesday at 4:30 to 7. We want to invite everybody there, and we're going to have special guests, the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, Albert and Alberta, the Alligators, the Florida mascots are going to be there with their handler. Isn't that what they call them?
That's what they call it, a handler. It's tough with these wild alligators. You never quite know what they're going to do, so they absolutely need a handler.
Yeah.
And but we've got some dignitaries, I understand, mayor of Ocala.
Yeah, the mayor of Ocala, Kent Gwynn is coming, and the Chamber of Commerce people, and we're going to have Buddy Martin, one of our favorites.
Oh, man, Buddy is wonderful.
So Buddy's going to be there, and we're going to have a good time, food, drink. It's free, and everybody listening is invited. We're going to have live music with Elio, DJ Elio. And if you guys don't know Elio, he always brings the party.
He does. He does. It'll be a great time, I'm certain. So we urge everybody to come out to the brand new office. And let's have the address, Jeffrey.
1326 South Pine Avenue, Ocala, Florida.
And it's right across from, it used to be Ocala Regional, Monroe Regional.
No. It's called Advent Hospital.
Right, Advent Hospital.
There's two hospitals right there, and our office is right across the street from the hospital. So you just drive on 441 into Ocala, and you will see. And actually, you can't miss it because we've got this billboard with a lot of good information on it. We're using it to support not only Meldon Law awareness, but also charities around the Marion County area. So if you have a charity that you want, a charity event, whatever, if you want us to highlight it, that's part of what we do at Meldon Law, help others.
Want to remind our listeners that we are live on the air today, Saturday, June 5th, 2021. If you have a question for Jeffrey Meldon, call us toll-free at 1-877-975-9825. Again, that's 1-877-975-9825. The phone lines are open. Our primary practice areas include personal injury cases, meaning that we represent victims who have been injured due to the negligence or carelessness of someone else, whether it's a big truck crash, a commercial truck, an 18-wheeler, whether it involves motor vehicle versus motor vehicle, whether it's what we call a premises liability case, trip and fall, slip and fall, even animal bite. Jeffrey, I know you've done so many different types of injury cases over the years, but at the end of the day, the formula is the same. It's just hard work, putting your nose to the grindstone and getting a great result.
Well, we certainly do that. Actually, the thing I enjoy the most is hanging out with my clients. We have wonderful clients that we really fight hard for. And, you know, at the end of the case, I almost feel like, you know, I'm losing a friend, so I always make sure that the clients know to stay in touch with me.
And they do. I think that's one thing I've seen in the years now I've been at Meldon Law are all the wonderful relationships that you have developed with clients statewide. Certainly, Gainesville is where you've been since the early 70s, but we've talked about you've been in Ocala now 43 years. We now have Carrie and Tanner and the gang down there in Fort Lauderdale who are running the Fort Lauderdale office. We want clients, though, to come to this, or whether you're a client or not. You know, we want you, if you're a friend of the firm or you've just heard about us, we want you to come to our event on the 16th.
Yep. So anyhow, it's going to be a blast.
It will be. So, Jeffrey, one thing I wanted to talk about today, I know we've had a lot of successes lately. One thing that you and Richard and Carrie, you emphasize that, you know, we try to get settle cases in what we call the pre-litigation stage. And if that doesn't work out, we file a lawsuit. We got a big trial coming up next week. So we're not afraid to take cases to court. In fact, we do that, file suits every day. Still, we get situations, and we had one recently where I think we had the client tell us they had been to two or three other lawyers. And I know when you're able to take a case that other lawyers have turned down and turn it into a home run, that makes you feel especially good.
Yeah. We have some very talented expert witnesses, accident reconstruction engineers, human factors experts, people that help us diagnose future medical costs. And when we put together our case, it's done by with experts, and we get the best results from our clients by using the best people to evaluate their case and to show the other side that, you know, our case is strong in all respects, both liability as well as damages.
One of the reasons that I hear, and we'll talk more about this after the break, we've got a break coming up. Sometimes we hear from potential new clients who say, I got the ticket and I don't understand why. I think I was in the right. Obviously, the law enforcement officer saw it differently. And some firms automatically turn those cases down. But yes, that's not your way of looking at it, though.
We'll get back to this after the break. You're listening to Law Talk Live.
Come celebrate Meldon Law's commitment to Ocala and Marion County at the grand opening of our newest offices, Wednesday, June 16th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. We'll be celebrating the new Meldon Law office with free food and drinks, live music, giveaways, prizes, and a special guest appearance from Albert, Alberta, and the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier. Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. I want to give a shout out to Patricia and Zachy down in South Florida. We're having a good time, and we are getting ready to go to the Gator baseball game. It's really exciting, Chris. We've been in and out of these baseball games, and you know, it's going to be fun.
I have to admit that in this season, I have seen more games, baseball games, than I saw in the previous 4 or 5 years combined. And it is such a great time. Whether you're a casual fan, whether you're a diehard fan, whatever your level of fandom may be, that is just such an amazing ballpark. It's comfortable. Every seat is a great seat. The food is great. And I'm going to hate to see this season end. Hopefully it won't end today. We'll get some more games out of these Gators. I just know next year the demand's going to be huge.
Yeah, we're very, very excited. So let's get back to the topic we were talking about as far as case evaluation. I think that many law firms hear that somebody was cited for an accident and gets scared off the case because it's a challenging case. But we look at every case uniquely. And if the injuries are serious enough, and if there's enough insurance on the at-fault party, then those are cases that we're willing to dive deep into and figure out the liability, meaning who is at fault. And oftentimes, we're able to shift it to the other party.
Exactly. And while the, you know, the crash report written by the law enforcement officer who comes to the scene to investigate, certainly the crash report is very, very helpful in telling us, telling the insurance company, telling everybody involved a general idea of what happened. It's not admissible in trial, as I understand it, and it doesn't always tell the whole story. Frequently, there are things that are not on those printed pages that tell the true story of what happened.
Yeah, and we have a Cracker Jack team. Our investigator can run out and get information before it is stale, as we call it. You don't want the scene to change. And then there's analysis that our terrific traffic reconstruction engineers do, and they really dive deep into it. And all of a sudden, the case looks different.
It does. And the mere fact that a party may have been issued a citation for allegedly committing a traffic offense doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as fault for the accident. It may be that one person may have done something, might have run a red light, may have rolled a stop sign. And while that certainly could contribute to a crash, that's not always the whole reason.
Yeah, there's lots of moving parts, as they say. And, you know, but I think for folks that are listening, you know, the message is when you are involved in a serious crash, you want to make sure that the law firm you choose has the resources and the dedication to get you the best possible result.
Want to remind everybody again that we have open phone lines. You can call us toll-free from anywhere, especially those of you listening in the state of Florida, in the Gainesville, Marion County, Ocala, or even South Florida area. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-975-9825, and ask Jeffrey anything. While our primary practice areas do involve accident cases, personal injury, whether it's a dog bite, premises liability, motor vehicle, we also do criminal defense, including DUI. Whatever your question is, we'll always be happy to do our best to steer you in the right direction. And Jeffrey, kind of dovetailing on our original point, you know, cases that may have been turned down by other firms, I know you're always happy to give a second opinion. Sometimes maybe someone's in a case with somebody else and a very good lawyer, but they just want a fresh set of eyes. And you do that quite frequently, I understand.
Well, a lot of folks want to have us evaluate where their case is at. And most of the time, you know, the other lawyer is doing a decent job, and we tell them to go back to their lawyer, patch up any misunderstanding, and, you know, move forward. But sometimes, you know, it's obvious that the injured party needs some help that they're not getting.
Let's talk about time frame for a personal injury case. Of course, that's one of the first questions a new client always asks. How long will this take? You know, it'll be settled in a month, 6 months, a year. What do you say when someone asks a question like that?
The true answer is it depends on the seriousness of the injury, because if you have a minor injury that resolves in a short period of time, then a case like that can be settled more quickly than one that the person is being evaluated, treated. They may have conservative treatment, and then the pain gets too great, and they decide to have surgery, and then they have follow-up rehab, and then they may need another surgery. So a lot of times it takes, you know, a year, 2 years or more for a case and the injuries that resulted from the crash to manifest themselves.
Exactly. Manifesting themselves is a key point, particularly with what we often see in rear-end collisions or really any motor vehicle crash. You get what are called soft tissue injuries, which sometimes you don't feel it right away. You might feel a little bit of a twitch or something, and it can be a week, it can be 2 weeks. Sometimes these things manifest themselves a ways down the road.
So anyhow, the important thing is you want to, no matter what the case is, if you want us to review your case without a charge, we're glad to do it. You just call the office, 352-373-8000. Go to meldonlaw.com and give us a call. We'll, you know, review your case, let you know what we think.
Absolutely. We also want to remind our listeners to take a look at our website, www.meldonlaw.com. We're making some changes to the website, and there already is a tremendous amount of information that Jeffrey, Carrie, Ian Pickens, Tanner, many of us have contributed content to that website. So again, whether you're looking up information on an injury case or a criminal defense matter, consumer advocacy matter, whatever it may be, please take a look at our website. We've got a lot of free information, plus some downloadable books that we've talked about week after week. That insurance book is never going to go out of date.
Yeah, we're still waiting. I got an update, Chris. We're still waiting on whether the governor's... what I found out is that they hadn't even delivered it to his desk yet.
I see.
So they may be, testing the waters before they deliver it to make sure that he's in the frame of mind to sign it.
And what we're talking about, for those of you who perhaps haven't been following this the last few weeks, there are some very significant material changes that are being proposed to Florida's auto insurance law. And I know, Jeffrey, this is something that you and your colleagues at the Florida Justice Association, you've been pushing for this for years.
Yes, I think it's not only common sense, but every other state in the country except one, New Hampshire, follows the bodily injury liability requirement, that model. You know, you have to require somebody wants to get on the road, they have to have some insurance to protect you in case they make a bonehead move and cause a crash.
Crazy and hard as it is to believe, like Jeffrey just said, Florida has been and continues to be, really until it's passed, one of only two states in the country that does not currently require bodily injury coverage if you're driving on the highways of Florida. Still, even with this bill being passed, and we hope it does, I think you mentioned it'll have a $25,000, $25,500, as they say, would be the minimum bodily injury coverage. That doesn't change the need, though, for uninsured motorist coverage.
Yeah, actually, we're hoping that when folks get to the discussion with their insurance carrier about the new insurance and the bodily injury liability, the adjusters will also present the uninsured motorist coverage option to them as well.
Absolutely. We're about to take another break. You are listening to Law Talk Live, service of Meldon Law. Give us a call toll-free anytime, 1-800-373-8000 or locally, 352-373-8000. We'll be right back after this message.
Come celebrate Meldon Law's commitment to Ocala and Marion County at the grand opening of our newest offices, Wednesday, June 16th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. We'll be celebrating the new Meldon Law Office with free food and drinks, live music, giveaways, prizes, and a special guest appearance from Albert, Alberta, and the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier. Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
Okay, we're here on Law Talk Live. We had a really good discussion today, Chris, with regard to the different issues in evaluating a personal injury case, and that's what we do. What fascinates me is on every single case, there's some unique factors, and you try to take those unique factors and you figure out what would make sense to a jury. And then we have to present that to the insurance company and try to convince them to believe the same thing we do.
I know you are a huge fan of mediation, as I think all good lawyers ought to be. And you've had a lot of success. I've certainly seen it, you know, since I've been working with you. I know it's something you've been doing for a long time. You believe in the mediation process. What is your philosophy in taking a case to mediation? I think you just gave one clue, and that is you try to show, or you do show the adjuster, what we will do if we take the case to trial.
Yeah, so there's two kinds of mediations that we typically deal with. One is before a lawsuit is filed, and one after a lawsuit is filed, and that is usually court-ordered by the judge. So if you want to get your case resolved, get it settled sooner than 2 or 3 or 4 years, because that's how long it can take by the time you get your all your medical care, you get any surgeries you need, you file the lawsuit, you get set for court, you wind up getting a verdict, and then you have to see whether the other side's going to appeal. Pre-suit mediation can get your case resolved sooner rather than later, and a lot of times you can wind up with more money in your pocket if the law firm does a really thorough job of presenting your case to the insurance company. They're professionals. They can figure out pretty well, you know, what the case is valued at. And our job is to, you know, assist them in giving the case full value.
And I think a misconception that many have, I think some law firms even perpetuate this misconception, that insurance companies aren't willing to talk until you file a lawsuit. Certainly filing a lawsuit can be very beneficial in getting their attention. And I know you have had a great deal of success finding that sweet spot, so to speak, when you get to the adjuster before they have to spend money in hiring defense counsel and ramping up for litigation.
Yes, Chris. I think the most important thing to remember is that the best interest of our client is always first. And, you know, sometime your clients go, you know, my life's been turned upside down. I'm desperate. I'm losing my house, and this is happening, and that's happening, and it's like one thing after another. And wow, if you can go to a pre-suit mediation, get the case resolved, get money in the pocket of the person that needs it, and have them put their life back on track, that's a pretty good result.
That's an excellent result, and I know we saw that happen a couple of times this past week. We see it every week. You know, I know that's something you take so much pride in, is getting people's lives back on track. And with that thought in mind, again, we urge each of you out there, if you have a question, whether it's about a potential case for yourself, a loved one, maybe a friend, maybe someone you know has recently been in a catastrophic accident, or maybe it's something not so serious, but they have questions about their medical care, about their insurance coverage, about their vehicle, give us a call anytime, toll-free, 24-7, 1-800-373-8000. And we still have a few minutes left on the show today. So if you have a question for Jeffrey Meldon, here's your chance, 1-877-975-9825. Jeffrey, I want to flip back to our sponsorship with the Florida Gators, and let's kind of just do a little reflection on it. It's been, what, about 6 months now, and how do you feel it's gone?
It's incredible. It's opened up so many doors. Of course, it's one of the reasons Chris has gone to five or six times more games this year than before, because when you're on the Meldon Law team, we have access to tickets. And, it's been fun, Chris, giving away tickets to, you know, gymnastics, volleyball, women's softball, baseball, all the sports. And we're going to be rolling right into the fall. Doing giveaways for tickets. And actually, I'm working on a package for that University of South Florida football game in Tampa. Some of our friends might want to go down there.
I heard a little rumbling about that, that I don't want to give away too much, but there may be more involved than just tickets.
So anyhow, we always try to have a good time and support our Florida Gators. So it's been really great. And, you know, how about the podcast? That's been rolling along.
It really has. Again, so many wonderful things have happened in the last 6 months. You know, one, of course, is signing the dotted line to be the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. And about that same time is when we kicked off the podcast. Last fall, we've done 31, 32, I think 32 is coming up this week. So we have a whole library of podcast episodes. We urge you, if you haven't seen them yet or heard them, we've got them on both video and audio platforms. You can go to the Meldon Law Facebook page, the Meldon Law YouTube page, or one of all the well-known audio platforms, from Spotify to Apple Music to Amazon Music, to there are 39 of them altogether on which the podcast is available. So check them out. And I know one of the goals in the podcast is to make it community-oriented, to bring on. We've had coaches. We've had philanthropists. We've had, oh, gosh, what we had this past week with your buddy.
Oh, my God. We had Steve Solomon, the founder of Leonardo's by the Slice, Leonardo 706, and I think he did Bagelland, and
he did everything.
He was so funny. I mean, if somebody wants to laugh for 30 minutes, go to our Meldon Law and Friends. That's the name of the podcast, Meldon Law and Friends. So whatever platform you are, just put that in. It'll come up. But the last episode with Steve Solomon, he was telling the history of the Gainesville food scene because he had been here since 1974, I think. Or
yeah, you and he really have sort of career paths that have paralleled. Steve is just, he's an amazing guy. I mean, he's hilarious. And he, to me, is one of the most... how should I say it? Influential, iconic, restaurateur, entrepreneurs. He's even spawned spinoffs like Satchel's. The pizza maker there used to work for him. And gosh, I was, like I said on the show, it was the very first place I ever went when I came to Gainesville in 1975 with my parents for orientation. I went to Leonardo's by the Slice. So it broke my heart when it closed down not long ago, but Steve's always got something up his sleeve.
He's going. So, but we've had, you know, Hero from Dragonfly. We had Ron DiFilippo from The Swamp. So those are three iconic restaurants right there.
Absolutely. And we had the head ball coach. And again, you can find all of these. You can just go to our Facebook page or the Meldon Law YouTube page, like Jeffrey said, the name of the program. You can just Google it, Meldon Law and Friends. You'll get a bunch of hits and take a look at some of the episodes. I think we've done a really good job. It's really the guests, though. It's the guests who have driven it.
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage everybody to check out the podcast. You can watch it, listen to it, and we have a great time. It's really a lot of fun doing the show.
We don't have any time left. I think we're about to finally bring it to a wrap for today. We want to again remind everybody, give us a call anytime, 352-373-8000. There is no fee, no charge. We will gladly talk to you about your injury case. Maybe it's a criminal defense matter. Whatever it is, give us a call. Jeffrey will give you the benefit of his advice.
What do we say, Chris, at the end of every show?
We have to say it.
Go!